written by Eddie DeLange and Will Hudson, played by Don Burrows and the Mellow Tones recording made in Sydney. Billy Joel's composition, Just the Way You Are, was played by the Australian pianist Judy Bailey.
my love seems to grow.
Johnny Ray was accompanied by the orchestra of Jack Parnell in that recording made in 1959, Day by Day, written by Axel Stordahl, Sammy Kane and Paul Weston. My next two selections are a couple of oldies recordings from the 1930s.
One of the greedy kind, all of my one thought simple, I know what's on my mind. I'm not resting until I find what would make your eyes glisten with joy. Now listen, big boy. Why you?
Thank you.
Romance, written by the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira, sung by Alice Smith with Jim Davidson's ABC Dance Band in 1937. And that was preceded by the American singer Helen Kane, I Want to Be Loved by You, written by Herbert Stothart, Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar. And it's not surprising that Helen Kane became known as the Boop-a-Doop Girl after hearing that record. Now I'm choosing three songs from a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta, HMS Pinafore.
Now give me cheers, I'll lead the way. Hurrah, hurrah, hurray! Hurray! Hurray!
Be careful to be guided by this golden rule. stick close to your desks and never go to sea. And you all may be rulers of the Queen's Navy.
Stick close to your desks and never go to sea.
Those songs from HMS Pinafore were sung by the singers from the Doyley Cart Opera Company. Now, that, of course, was made in London, that record. I was looking for something from north of the border, and thanks to my friend and listener Warwick, I'm able to play this one from Kenneth McKellar.
The bonny banks of Clyde, rolling in the gloaming, wave a lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. I've seen lots of bonny lassies travelling far and wide, but my heart is centred new on bonny Kate McBride. And although I'm no a chap that throws a word away, I'm surprised myself sometimes at all I've got to say. Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde, roaming in the gloaming way, my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. Last night after strolling, we got home at 9:30. Sitting at the kitchen fire, I asked her to be mine. When she promised, I got up and danced the heel and fling. I've just been at the jeweler's and I've picked a nice wee ring. Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde, roaming in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. The sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming, roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde, roaming in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming.
Oh, the Scottish singer Kenneth McKellar sang Roaming in the Gloaming. My singer of renown for this week is an Australian bass singer, Malcolm McKechnie, born in 1883 in Albury. He won the famous Ballarat South competition, then worked as a biscuit salesman, of all things, and then made his debut singing in 1908. He went to London in 1921 and formed a popular duo with the British singer B.C. Hilliam. The duet was called Flotsam and Jetsam. In later years, he appeared in a stage revival of Showboat. Malcolm McKechnie.
Met an Aussie, told her girlfriend Mary Ann.
Mary Ann, I've met a man who says he's an Australian.
Fallen for him, have you, Lizzie? Lizzie, blushing, shook her head.
Said Mary Ann, don't think you can fool me. And then she said,
is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is he? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, eh? Is it 'cause he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy-wuzzy? Got you dizzy, has he, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, eh?
Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy, wuzzy? Got you dizzy, has he, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie?
Seems this digger likes my figure, Lizzie then told Mary Ann.
Likes my ways and claims to think 'em what these Aussies call fair dinkum.
Throws a fond eye, talks a bond eye, and he's trying to kiss me twice.
When I've said no, he said good-o, said Mary Ann, how nice. Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, eh? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy wuzzy? Got you dizzy, Izzy Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, eh?
Soon this wonder from down under got himself right down to biz.
Lost no time in coaxing Liz to promise that she would be his.
He, being well-born, lived in Melbourne, so they sailed at once for there.
Poor Mary Ann, without a man, repeats this maiden's prayer. Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, eh? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? As he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy wuzzy? Got you dizzy, Aussie Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, eh? Hey, he's a bunch of luck. Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, Izzy and Aussie Lizzie, eh? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy wuzzy? Got you dizzy, Aussie Lizzie, is he an Aussie Lizzie,
eh? Is he an Aussie Lizzie, is he?
Is he an Aussie Lizzie, is he? Is he an Aussie Lizzie, is he? Is he an Aussie Lizzie, is he?
Izzy and Aussie, Izzy Lizzie, sung by the British tenor B.C. Hilliam and the Australian bass singer Malcolm McKechnie in 1939. And Malcolm McKechnie was my singer of renown for this week. And I'm staying with some Australian recordings now. Two songs which were composed by Franz Lehár for The Merry Widow, originally performed in Vienna in 1905, but these are two Australian recordings.
Thank you.
What delightful recordings of wonderful songs. The Merry Widow Waltz, I Love You So, sung by the Australian tenor Donald Smith, and then Velia. Gladys Moncrief made that recording in Sydney in 1929, both songs written by Franz Lehár.
Holding hands at midnight 'neath the starry sky. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, tell me how. Imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it.
Jerry Southern's recording of the Gershwin song, Nice Work If You Can Get It. That was written by George and Ira Gershwin, as I mentioned. And earlier in the program, I played Mac the Knife, a recording made in the 50s by Louis Armstrong. His distinguished career began in the early 1920s, and in 1928, he made this recording. of the world's most loved and admired and greatest entertainers, Louis Armstrong, sang When You're Smiling, a recording made in 1928. Monastery Garden, a composition of the British songwriter Albert Kettleby in 1915, and the singer you heard was the Australian baritone Peter Dawson. My next selection is a song that won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song in 1965. I wonder if you can pick the name of the song and also of the film.
Shadow of your smile, when you are gone, will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see
toi amor en mi soñar a veces despertar quien nos vio ya se apagó. Tal vez porque tu adiós me hará sentir que te hice daño, amor. Comprender, solo guardaré de ti la sombra de tu
Your Smile, written by Johnny Mandel and Paul Francis Webster as the title song for a 1965 film. It won the Oscar for the Best Film Song of the Year. It was sung by Tony Bennett with the Colombian singer Juan.
Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. Of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. It's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual day.
Chris Connor, It's a Most Unusual Day, written by Jimmy McHugh, Paul Madison and Harold Adamson for a 1948 movie. Just about time for me to say au revoir for a week. I hope you've enjoyed my selections today.